Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show coming to you live from New Jersey and Denver. Two different places. I'm trying to make our heads look the same, but
might be impossible.
I know, because I got to get close to my mic. If I hold it, now we're good. Good. Bam.
And you have a bulbous head while I have a peanut-shaped head.
My head's average. Nick's is big. Yours is small. Mine's average.
You've got a big head.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. I mean, that's been going since college. Nick's in another league. But yeah, you've got a nice size dome.
I don't think so. I think I have a very average head.
Well, I'm telling you.
Just because you got a small head, your perspective's all off.
I gotcha. Big head.
Nah. All right. Well, we got Baltimore Orioles going to Baltimore. Had a lot of fun here at the beginning of the season. Like, too much fun. See if it can keep going. Orioles are still a terrible team, so that's fun. Yankees are an even better team. The lineup, Glaber's in it. So you see Glaber's in it, and you're like, yes, we dodged that. This is fantastic. And then you actually read the lineup, and you're like, oh, wait, okay, but still, we got a lot weird going on here. So the lineup is as follows. DJ LeMahieu's leading off, playing third base. Aaron Judge in right field, batting second. Didi Gregorius slides down to the three hole. He's at short. Glaber is DHing. He's fine, I guess. Mike Ford, five-hole Mike Ford, playing first base. Gardner in center field. Austin Romine in the seven-hole. Tauchman in the eight-hole in left field. And Vicky Valera at second base. Tanaka on the bump. So, yeah, it's still a weird lineup, Jake. Like, we dodged the Glaber bullet. Still
Vicky
pretty
V,
odd.
Baby.
Yeah.
Jimmy, fifth hole Mike Ford. Unbelievable. And you know what? We kind of have confidence in him. Like, roll him out there. Let's see it, Mike. Knock yourself out, man.
It's the Orioles.
Yeah.
It's the Orioles. So, the Orioles are starting Villar, Mancini. Mancini's still around. Didn't get moved. People thought that might happen. Yeah. Santander, Nunez, Peterson, Alberto, Cisco's catching, Davis, is that Chris Davis? First, batting eighth, still around, and Wilkerson in seventh field, and Gabriel Ulloa pitching?
You know it. Jim, in case you're not familiar with Gabriel Ulloa, 71 innings on the season, to the tune of a 5.55 ERA. He's giving up almost two home runs per nine. He doesn't strike out a lot of batters. Yeah.
Not good? He was a Met. He's a Mets farmhand, right?
Yeah, 2016 he came up with the Mets to the tune of a 6.38 ERA in 18 innings. Career 5.28 ERA. It looks like he missed a year and a half or so. I don't know if that was like Tommy John or badness or whatever, but yeah, Gabriel doesn't. Might be a tough night for honest Gabe.
Ulloa, you think any Yankees have at bats versus him? Are we seeing him around? Let's see. In this starting lineup, Brett Gardner 1-for-5 with a double off Ulloa. Gleyber Torres 1-for-2 with an RBI. Aaron Judge, 0-for-2 with two walks. 500 on base percentage, zero batting average. Big stuff. Didi, 0-for-1 with a walk and a sac fly. DJ LeMahieu, 0-for-1. When did this guy face us? That's not what I'm interested in. Ulloa. Oh, wow, Jake. September 15th, 2017 is when these numbers are from.
Nice.
So no one cares.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for him. He's coming off a decent outing. 5.1 one earned run versus Cleveland Indians. That's good. And yeah, everything, good team. Everything past that, straight garbage.
Yeah, that's well, what are you looking at?
His last starts, his last seven starts.
Oh, his last starts. Okay, so Jim, he's been coming out of the bullpen recently. So this is his first start.
Oh, okay.
This is his first start since June 30th. So that's where I was a little thrown off. So yeah, he's been kind of long relief slash bullpen, where he's been doing a little better. It'll be interesting to see how stretched out he is. He hasn't thrown over 67 pitches since July 12th. So it's a lot of 24, 33, 34. So we'll see what kind of length they're looking out to get out of Gabriel. But yeah, I mean, it looks like he got taken out of his starting role. His ERA was 6.22. And he's been in the pen since then.
Terrible. Been in the pen. Been in the pen.
He's doing all right lately, Jim. His last 10 innings, 0.9 ERA. Look at that.
Luis Cessa style.
Cessna style.
Cessa. All right. Well, for us, we got Tanaka, Jake.
Mata, your guy, Jim.
You like him? I like him a lot.
We like him a lot.
I'm a big fan of Tanaka. Tanaka's,
he's like a cool guy.
Yeah. His last outing versus Arizona, 4 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. They pulled him at 82 pitches because he was in trouble. The splitter looked good because he's got a brand new grip that he's way different than what he's usually doing. And it looked good for a while, but in the end, he didn't last long. He's been good versus the Orioles this year. 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 5.2 innings pitched, 1 earned run. I know last year he had some rough outings versus them, but Happ took on that role for the Yankees this year. I don't know. Go Tanaka, go. It's the Orioles. It feels like an exhibition game, if we're being honest, coming off the Red Sox series, all the injury scares, this lineup. I'm having trouble getting up for, like, watching this game. So if we have a little bit of a malaise, it's either a malaise or a fucking 10 runs in the first two innings. Yeah. That's how I feel. But we'll see what Tank can do, because they're coming for Tank.
Yeah, and the Yankees are 5-1 in Tanaka's last 6 starts, Jim, which would be surprising when you see that Tanaka is 26.1 innings pitched in those 6 starts to a 10.59 ERA. That does have the 2 Red Sox start in there. One, he was a martyr. One was London. So yeah, Tank's got to get it going a little bit, and that's not to lead too much into my what to watch for, Jim. I think the goals for this team have clearly changed. We've obviously talked about getting guys healthy. Jim, I think the other thing we're going for is best record in the AL. We are neck and neck with Houston right now. And we can't take Orioles games for granted, because you don't want to be there on the last game of the season down a game saying that, Orioles series. We're kind of past that. We can't afford that at that point. So I think it's kind of individuals need to take it upon themselves. Tanaka, you've had a rough stretch. You got to get it going. As you know, and I'll double down on, I said it at the end of the podcast yesterday, I think Aaron Judge he's going to have a huge week. And that's not really a hot take against the Orioles and the Blue Jays. But I think he's going to put up some big numbers that by the end of the week, his OPS looks like a one dot. And in Aaron Judge is kind of quote-unquote back, all the people worried about his power. So I don't know. I think every guy on this on the Yankees team, Mike Ford is trying to prove himself. Gleyber just got nicked up. Show us that you're healthy and you killed the Orioles. DJ, you were nicked up. People calling Judge out on his power. So I think everyone's got their stuff. Mike Tauchman, Vicky Valera, you guys have an opportunity here. So I'm... No letdown for me, Jim. I just think the goals have now changed. The Red Sox are gone. We're going neck and neck with the Astros. Do whatever you need to do to be ready to dominate this series.
I think it's up to Judge. I like that. Judge and Glaber. If Glaber's healthy, they can beat the Orioles on their own. Yankees are 9-0 in their last 9 games versus the Orioles.
Yeah,
well, that's good.
That is good. And Jim, I mean, they are. We skipped through it because we saw some old friends. I mean, Mancini obviously hitting for them. Jim, that's Jace Peterson batting 5-hole, playing third base. Former Yankee great. He's hitting 184 this year after he hit 200 last year.
If he was on the Yankees this year, he'd be hitting 300.
Yeah. Tame's got. Well, maybe there's a reason he's not on the Yankees. But, I mean, this is a second-rate, third-rate team while the Yankees have been chugging along. So,
if you're Tanaka, you can't let Mancini beat you.
That's fair.
It's basically Villar and Mancini. Don't let those guys beat you. Mancini's been hot lately. 393 on base percentage, 1.06 in his last 7 games. Santander's also swinging a big bat, and so is Alberto, actually. Those three guys have been hot lately, but don't let Mancini beat you if you're Tanaka.
Yeah, and as hot as they've been, I think VR and Nunez have been slumping real hard. So, I mean, Tanaka, go out there and shove, man.
It's like a good tester game to get to work on the splitter a little.
Yeah, twirl it, man.
Twirl it. What's your what to watch for?
I already did it. Thanks for listening.
Judge, you specified? I didn't know we moved on. I thought we were just talking about lineups.
I segued us into our what to watch for, Jim, and it was a little bit Judge. It was, I mean, not having that letdown. Like, we're chasing the Astros. It's the whole, our goals have changed. This team's goals and priorities have changed. That was the whole thing I did before, so.
I heard that. I just didn't know it was your what to watch for. So feisty right
now. It's okay.
Jeez.
I just said it was the what to watch for when it happened, so. Feisty. Sorry you don't think you have a big head. I don't know why you have to be mad about it.
That's where you're still
upset
about?
Do you have a what to watch for?
Jeez, wow.
Jeez, are you all right?
Yikes, man. Yikes. Mike Ford, he forgot to hit a home run yesterday. He's in the fifth hole today. He's playing against the Orioles. Wonder if he's faced Enoa in the minors. I liked his swings. JBJ ran one down. Then he had another hard single, I believe it was. I liked his swings. I'm still, like, interested in Mike Ford because if Voit's out, he's not like a 5-day stopgap. Like, he might get some run. Mike Ford might get a lot of run this Toronto, these two series, this road trip. You know what I mean?
Voit's hurt. Everyone else is nicked up. Glaber or Urshela? Yes.
Yeah. So I'm watching Mike Ford.
Didi's still nicked up? Like, yeah, Mike Ford, if he can put a couple games together, he can get some serious run in the month of August.
Sure can. All right, homer draft, bullpen. Bullpen should be good.
Pitching path to victory, yeah.
I think
no Sessa, no Hap.
Yeah, that's fine.
No Chad Green.
They have tomorrow as a TBD. Like, can they flip Chad to open again tomorrow that quick?
I mean, he's gone back if they gave him tonight off. I don't know. Is that just a lazy TBD? I don't know.
They have Paxton for the next game.
So Wednesday?
Yeah. So they had Tanaka, TBD, Paxton. So maybe CeCe can come back, but I don't think CeCe's coming back. So I think it's bullpen day tomorrow, which would affect the pitching path to victory today.
Yeah, I mean, that's I guess Nestor only threw 44 bullets the other day, so maybe it's Chester and they're planning on that. And Sessa with another day off, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But we'll see. I think hopefully this game we don't need to use the four horsemen or any of them. You can get by with the rest, but I think they're available if need be. You'd have to think, right?
Yeah, they'll go out and get a win this game if it's out there.
Do you think they'll be tentative to use all four tonight, even if like they had to, just because they don't want to overuse them? With the road trip coming up, with it being all Baltimore and like a lesser than team, or do you think that? I think we may see that.
I think they're still out to get wins, and then if they find themselves in a situation where they've used everyone, you might see someone come up from the bus from Scranton or whatever they have to do. But we'll see. I mean, I wouldn't rule that out in any way.
Yeah. Canely, Chapman, and Britton all pitched back-to-back days. Then they had the one day off. So I wonder if they're itching to get them another day off, if they can. If they can get by with just Ottavino and who else would it even be? Is Holder still on the team?
Holder's still around.
Yeah. I think Holder's going to be in play today.
Yeah, it might be Tank Holder.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what it might be. So, but we'll see. But yeah, if tomorrow's going to be a bullpen day, then you can lock the four horsemen in for that. And I think they might try to escape without using some of them today.
Yeah, or I don't know. I think they just go for it today if it's out there, if it is a close game. Because, I mean, you can stretch Holder two innings. They did that last time. Maybe you open with Chad and you only try to get an inning out of him. And then Nestor, and then you're starting to get into the depths of the bullpen. So we'll see. I guess this tonight's game will probably dictate pretty significantly what goes on tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, it's moving on to the Homer Draft.
Homer Draft.
Jake squeaked out the victory with the Judge home run.
Wow.
Last series. Can't believe Judge got untaken. I'm not mad. You're the one that's mad.
Okay. Sounds like a mad guy statement.
The feistiest Jake we've got so far. I believe you go first.
I will go first, Jim.
You're taking Judge or Glaber?
It's tough. I've been big on Judge getting going. It's for Judge. It's one of those tough series. You have to pick him the day he's going to hit a couple homers. I'm not sure if that's today. Jimmy, I am going to go with, this is a 3-game set, right?
Yep.
I am going to go with Mike Ford.
Okay. Mike Ford it is. I am taking Judge and Glaber.
Wow, power play to start it off.
Yep. Glaber's trying to prove he's healthy, so he's going to be swinging big. He's also just drooling walking into Camden Yards. Judge, kind of the same deal. Hit a home run yesterday, wants to prove the power's there. My good friend Jake's been telling me he's going to go off soon. Like I said, it's either this game we come in with a malaise or the Yankees come in and they put 10 up in the first two innings. And I say, let's put up 10. Judge and Glaber both go deep early.
Okay. I like it. I'm between two. I am going to go with Sir Didi Gregorius.
That would be nice. I'd like that. I'd like that a whole bunch. What is the over-under? We both got it right yesterday, Jake. You broke your bad stretch. Congrats. And it was a close one. It was 9.5 and it was 11.
1-0, baby. What do you think it is, Jim?
11.5.
11.5, Tanaka, Yanoa. Jeez. Yeah, I'll go 11.5 with you, man. It's how do they even do these games? They have it at 11.
Pussies. Taking the over, right? It's either easiest over or
right. There's no middle area. I'm gonna be dumb and go under. So dumb.
So dumb. What do you think the Orioles games have been lately? Let's see. 6-5. That's 11, 10, 7, 13. 13-9-9. Some of those are against the Padres in the National League.
Yeah, I guess what I'm going with is like 6 runs in the first two innings, and then they just call it a night.
That could be it. I think their initial barrage will be the barrage. So we'll see. How
Tanaka gives up two solo shots, 6-2 final.
Wow. Okay. 11-4 final.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Good prediction.
All right. Let's go to the chat, see what these guys are saying. Vic Valera sounds like a heartthrob. You're telling me. Enoa. Wow. There's a guy in the chat whose last name is Enoa. Jorge Enoa. And he told us how to pronounce it. He's got, wow, he's got a beat on it.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, he says that it's his second cousin from the Dominican R. The Dominican R. The DR. He's going to get
Dominican R.
The Dominican R. That's where you draw it with that little circle after the R.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes. Can you put in order who comes back first and if at all? I'll play this game for you, Bucci. All right.
Wow.
Sanchez, Voit, Hicks, Stanton, Edwin, Betances, Seve. Here's my order. Sanchez, Voit, Seve, Stanton, Betances, Edwin, Hicks next year.
Yeah, I think I'm sliding up Hicks, man. I went through the tweets last night, and there actually was like good news, and he was getting a shot in his elbow today, and they're checking in 7-10, and they think he might like just be good. I think right now Tommy John is off the table.
I matched up all those tweets with Jordan Montgomery's, and they are the exact same.
Right,
exact.
I got
same.
I got my pitcher hitter theory going there though.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the exact same updates, and actually it's good news.
Yeah.
So I am not optimistic.
Skeptic on it. Yeah, Gary should be coming back in a little bit. He's out, he's swinging and stuff. Man, the Voit and Hicks, you can flip-flop me basically every hour. Stanton is still bizarre. And I guess it's like, yeah, Seve gets involved somewhere.
Yeah, he's throwing like tomorrow off a mound.
Yeah.
That's getting crazy.
That would be nice.
How old are you guys that you say dot instead of point? You look young, but that is a giveaway. One, I didn't know that was an age thing at all. Two, we clearly say one dot.
Yeah.
As a joke.
Yeah.
But that got weird.
Stuff. I thought you were young.
You're at 1,000 reviews. Are you going clean shaven? Yeah. We got to wait for Jake to be here with me because I got to put it on his face. So I don't know when the next time that is. When are you coming here next?
We got to figure that out. If something cool pops up, maybe. But I just was emailing Gianluca about our event. So we got to plan around that. Nice. Worst case, it's September.
Ooh, I don't want to do it for Nick's wedding.
It's already August.
Yeah. I'm here at Camden Yards today, so the Yanks will be 3-2 if my luck going to the Yanks, if that holds up. So you're 2-2 right now? Doesn't sound very lucky.
That's not good. Sell your tickets.
All right. That's the end of the pregame show. We'll be back tomorrow on the podcast with the voicemail episode. We still haven't checked the voicemails, so 908-845-5792. Leave a message. We'll see you later. Jake, say those last words.
Chad Green Florial.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.